Let's move on to the next item, which is discussion of the 2014 board calendar. Harris.
So I just wanted to try to get ahead a little bit on this, on the issue for next year for your calendar. And after having been here for about 11, going on 12 months now, there were a couple of things that I noticed that I would suggest for the coming year would help to make the board meetings a little smoother. One is to get the calendars established as soon as possible so that we can get on your calendars before you guys start booking up because you're awfully busy. Second is avoiding meetings that are only like 6 weeks apart. We had a end of January meeting, and then it was like March or the end of February, and it really was difficult for staff considering that we now have to have the agenda at least ready to go for translation purposes a month ahead of when we have to mail it out. So it's, you know, like it's 1 month plus 10 days. So it's pretty lengthy. I mean, that's 40 days right there. So we need to space these out a little better. Two, I wanted to ask if you had a preference. The State Board does their meetings, you know, it's like the first Tuesday and first or second Tuesday and fourth Tuesday, something like that, each month. So they're always scheduled on the same day of the month. Dates are kind of irrelevant. So I wanted to run that by you and see what you thought about it. And I think that was mainly, I just wanted to get some feedback from you about what you guys thought about the calendar. And what I'd like to do is take your input today and then maybe in September try to come forward with a final, or have Mr.
Jordan.
Have someone come forward in September with a proposal for you to consider. But so my first question is, and I'd like to space it out. Staff and I sat down a few weeks ago and actually looked at trying to space that out. Where the certainly around Christmas we can't do something, and given the noticing requirements we have, I think we were looking at starting it at the end of January, but then we would space it like every 2 months. So do you have any comments about this year's schedule, any feedback on this year's schedule, feedback on setting up a more regular, so if we were to meet, say, the third, you know, either the first, the other issue was Fridays. And I was wondering why you have meetings on Fridays as opposed to, say, Wednesday, Thursday, or Tuesday, Wednesday. And is that something you're willing, you like it this way, or do you want it, are you willing to change that? So so to go back over the questions, one is, are you interested in setting up, as opposed to random dates, regular periods during the month when we have the meetings? Do you still want to have meetings on Friday? And also feedback on this year's calendar, how it's worked, and do you have any comments or concerns about this year's calendar?
Well, before we answer any questions, are we going to add another day for the ag order discussion, as kind of like we've done?
That's entirely up to you.
Yeah.
I think we can keep you busy. I mean, you know, today, by the time we wrap up, it's going to be 4 o'clock, and we could not have added. I don't think we could not have completed the item for tomorrow today. So I think my preference at this point would be to go ahead and schedule them for 2 days. Okay. And that way, if we have a light meeting, we either won't have the meeting, which I can't imagine, or we'll drop off 1 day. But I think it's important to get on your calendars.
I think we've had these end-of-the-week days since I've been on the board, one. But two, aren't they, for your schedule, Russ, preferable Thursdays, Fridays?
Well, Thursday and Friday is better for me, but I think how we got them on Thursdays and Fridays, because if you're, for instance, I am elected to the Moss Landing Harbor District, our meetings are on Wednesdays. A lot of city councils are on Tuesdays,
right,
or Mondays. So consequently, to accommodate all the board members throughout the history, since I've been on here for 20 years, is that we always wound up on Thursdays and Fridays. And occasionally you could put a special day in there, like a Wednesday, if it's an off week, to get that. But, you know, some of us do have occupations. Some of us do have businesses. Some of us still work. And towards the end of the week, it's much easier to arrange to be free than it is the beginning of the week. So that's more of the analysis why it winds up with Wednesdays or Thursdays and Fridays.
And I think you might find, if you talk to Mike Jordan, that he's got the City Planning Commission meetings Wednesdays.
Oh.
Okay. Guess on that.
Okay. So what I'm hearing, Thursday, Friday works. You want to keep it on Thursday, Friday. Okay.
Yeah. I like the 2 days the way it's been arranged.
Right. I think that's fine. I think we should schedule the tandem days, and we could always drop a second day if we find out we have a very light agenda.
Well, I also, Mr. Chair, I think we need to commend Ken and the staff for kind of lightening the load for us because of the late meetings that we've had historically for the last 10 years. I mean, we've gone to 8, 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and it's very difficult to function sometimes after that period of an hour. But I appreciate us at least getting through like 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoons and early afternoons on Fridays. So I do appreciate the staff organizing that.
It's been good.
My input, Mr. Harris, is that Thursday and Fridays are perfect days.
Okay.
Middle of a week, it just totally ruins the whole week for those of us who work. Likewise, many meetings are in beginning of a week and mid of a week. I like very much the restructuring of having Thursdays and Fridays. I think it allows us more efficiency. I think it gives time also for staff to, you know, being able to prepare because there's 2 months interval. I think what has added efficiency to our meetings, Russ, is the briefing, because we don't have to spend so much time, you know, trying to understand what we have already read and getting clarification. It's done. Basically, we've done our homework.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think, is a tremendous efficiency improvement.
I agree with that.
And that's going to continue. I'm glad to hear that, because
it
does require you folks, again, to take more time out of your schedules. And I think the staff appreciates the opportunity to meet with you individually and answer your questions, and it helps them to fine-tune their presentations and they're prepared for questions. So,
but I think aside of, you know, making the meeting more efficient, it makes a board a much more informed board to make decisions because we have had a chance to really think through the issues. My last input would be to schedule the meetings toward the beginning of a month, because in my case, I'm also on several other boards, and they tend to be the second week and the third week, and then I have to skip a few. And unfortunately, you know, with some other boards, when you skip a meeting, that's when you get appointed a bunch of other things. So that doesn't work well for me.
Okay, is that enough?
So if it was the beginning of the month, would you be, how about the first Thursday, Friday of the month, or the second Thursday, Friday of the month? I mean, and we try and schedule it that way? First week?
Is there a problem with the fourth Thursday, Friday of the month? Because that would have the least conflict with other meetings for people that have other meetings.
It wouldn't work for me because Moss Landing meets the fourth Wednesday. So that means, that doesn't bother me, but what it means is I have to get up at 5 in the morning to get down, or, you know, if it's in Santa Barbara, it's almost impossible. Either I skip Moss Landing but it's kind of hard when you're the chair of the board to not be there to run that board. So, it's hard to accommodate everybody, and no matter where you go, you're going to have a conflict with somebody. But, you know, when you have the meetings up here, it's much easier than it is when it's in Santa Barbara. Now, I've got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to be in Santa Barbara by 8:30, and that's not good. And then drive back that night, another four and a half hours, that's hard.
The other problem with the fourth weekend is if we're trying to do them every other month, we're always going to have a problem in November, December, if we're trying to do it the fourth weekend between Thanksgiving and the holidays.
Quite frankly, I think we should drop the December meetings.
I mean, I think we should try doing, we should try putting together a schedule based on the first, you know, Thursday, Friday, and circulate it and do a little Google Calendar circulate it and get conflicts and make whatever adjustments we need to make to get, you know, adequate numbers.
Okay. So we can come back with a mock-up. Okay. Or send you out a mock-up. There was one other additional question is, we can do it at a later date, but just to get you thinking about where you want to hold the meetings when. There was I think you had made a quasi-decision earlier that we would come back to Watsonville early in the year so that you could do a tour of Pinto Lake and not wait so late in the year. I was going to try and schedule that, for you in the spring or something early. And I can't help but say that I really like these accommodations.
I want this room.
I wouldn't, you know, if you wanted to come up here more often, I think that'd be great. But is there a set formula for you in terms of where you go? I mean, I know there are issues you want to hold, and it's all issue-based. But at the same time, it's hard. Sometimes I think it's almost easier to set the locations and try to work the issues around the locations than trying to work the locations around the issues, because the issues and when they're coming forward, they change a lot. And Michael's been here longer. Michael, do you want to comment on that? Or
What we normally do is have 6 meetings per year and have 1 meeting up in the north, 1 in the south, the rest in San Luis Obispo. And then during the year, they always get changed.
Right.
And it depends on the issue and when we need to schedule an issue and where it needs to be scheduled. So we start out with the basic schedule, 6 meetings, 1 north, 1 south, the rest in San Luis Obispo, and then end up adjusting it as we need to, depending on the issue to be considered.
The only problem we can run into, of course, is venues. You know, the longer we wait, these last-minute changes – it can get very difficult to find a place. You know, you can end up in the park if you're not careful, because there just isn't anything available.
Well, the philosophy has always been if you have an order coming up for, say, up north, then you would like to have it up
right
north, because then the public can participate.
Right.
You surely don't want to have a north item on the Santa Barbara agenda.
Yeah, so I think another thing is before the next meeting, we'll try to put together a master, kind of a long-range master schedule of what we think is going to occur, match those with locations, and then also dates for you.
Better solution, just move the regional office up here north.
That would work. Just one other thing. There was a meeting change. I think the meeting there was a couple changes. One meeting was moved out of Santa Barbara, and one, I think there was a change of date.
Yes.
And one board member missed one of those changes, and another one missed the other one, and people's schedules kind of got messed up around it. So once we've set a schedule, if there's going to be changes, maybe we should make sure that there's a level of contact where if it's email, that it's email with a response,
yeah,
so that we make sure that the board members know, because sometimes stuff just gets – it's just bad consequences if people miss that and then have to miss a meeting. We want everybody here every meeting.
Yeah, so I think what I've learned and I think Cindy has learned is that just because we email you doesn't mean you're going to read our emails. or you read them and you forget them, or they get buried or whatever. So I think that's a good point, Mr. Johnson. And if we have to make a change, we will call you and we'll email you and call you about it.
Or email us and ask us for a response or whatever it is. Yeah,
I agree. That actually feeds into another issue I wanted to talk to you about is...
Before we move on, could I answer a couple of things?
It's related, but go ahead.
Okay, then go ahead.
Well, it's slightly related. Go ahead with your question.
It'd be nice to have two meetings up here. We have three board members. You mentioned you like these accommodations. Mike mentioned that we have one meeting here every year. Why not have two meetings here every year? That's just an idea.
Well, I think as Michael said and some others, the locations tend to be topic driven, and so I don't think there's any hard and fast rules. I think we'll just have to look at try to project out 12 months what topics are going to be,
right.
Need to be aware.
And the reason we have more meetings in San Luis Obispo is because it's in the middle of the region. It's easier for people from north to south to get there, and they often ask us to have them in the middle of the region. So people from up here are not traveling to Santa Barbara and vice versa. So they ask for that more central location. So.
And it saves staff time on items when they're on the consent calendar get dropped, and then we don't have someone who's come up here just to find out whether there's going to be something that's going to be heard or not heard.
Good points. Thanks. There was a meeting we had here last year. At lunch, we were talking about the executive officer recruitment meeting schedule, and we agreed in person during that closed session meeting that we would have it at no later than 5 p.m. because the consensus was that worked best for everyone. And then kind of like what Mike referred to earlier, about a month later, that was jumbled up via email or phone or something, and all the meetings were scheduled for 3:30 from that point on. And so I missed about six or so 3:30 p.m. meetings, and I was confused because I thought we had agreed that for most of us, 5 p.m. or later was best. So I didn't understand how it would be good for most of us to have all those meetings at 3:30. But my request would be that if we have another matter that requires some special meetings, conference calls, like on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, that we agree what the best time is for all of us. If it's 3:30, okay. If it's 5 p.m. or later, let's do that best time for everyone. And the only other thing I had, sorry, Ken, was that I'm going to have an operation on my foot in November, early December, so there'll be a four-week period that I'm out. So maybe as soon as I find out my dates, I'll let Ken know in case it can be avoided so I can be there, but I don't mean to drive the schedule. I just want to let Ken know that.
And you can always appear by telephone. It just has to be noticed with the agenda. So even if you're going to be out, Jessica can make sure you're hooked in and you can
teleconference in.
We had a board member years ago. She has passed away.
Melanie,
who was ill for a year.
Well, she was pregnant and she was confined to bed.
Yeah, and so she appeared through teleconferencing for many board
about
members.
About 5 months.
Yeah, we do that with city council, so that's a good idea. Thanks.
Just have to have it posted on your door.
Yeah, I think setting us up with Skype, that's what my wife does with her classes when she can't be there.
So the other thing was, I just want to mention, we did try, one thing we do need, the regional board desperately needs is an executive assistant. We tried recruiting earlier this year or a month or two ago, and there just wasn't anybody on the list. Unfortunately, San Luis is kind of out there in terms of where, the number of agents. If you go to L.A. or you go to the Sacramento, you have lots of state agencies, so you have a large pool of individuals to pull from. That's not the case down here. They are in the process. The state is in the process of generating a single EA list, executive assistant list. That's supposed to occur this summer, so we are hopeful that we will eventually hire somebody who will also serve as clerk to the board, and that will help tremendously because right now it's Cindy and I who don't take this the wrong way, we're kind of herding cats, the two of us, and so it's a challenge.
Doing a good job at
it. So it takes a lot of time. So that would be a big help.
Now, do you have to hire within a state agency, or can you hire from outside?
No, I think EA is at a level it has to be from inside, because they have to be on a list, and there are certain minimum qualifications for that. You can't hire from the outside. Finally, I am looking at the October suggested dates for the special meeting to talk about, the overall strategy for the regional board that we proposed for October. And I just want to let you know that – what's that?
The offsite.
The offsite, which is actually going to be held in San Luis, correct, the offsite. And there are two dates where there are at least six of you. And the first one is Wednesday, October 2nd, and everybody would be present except Monica. And the other one is Wednesday, October 9th, and again, everyone's present except for Monica. All the other dates have fewer than six board members.
When's the WQCC?
That is at the... Yeah, that's later okay. In the month.
So not that week.
Not that week.
Unless we want to hold it on Saturday the 26th in Sacramento.
So
take me long to respond to that.
Well, so those are the two best dates. It's Monica's just not present. So, and you all have posted your schedules.
Is it one day?
It's just one day, yeah.
What does offsite refer to?
Well, historically, it's when the boards and their staff would actually go off. Typically, it is done offsite, where you can hold a meeting and
like a retreat.
Yeah, kind of like a retreat, sort of.
We,
but it's public.
We drink and carry on and wear togas and
no action items.
No action items.
No, it's open to the public, and it's where the board generally sets their priorities for the upcoming year.
Wolf, I vote for Wolf Vineyards.
Well, it is no. It is. Is it? It is a public meeting. It is publicly noticed.
Yeah, we do have public occasionally.
Yeah, my situation is kind of fluid. So, while I put myself off those dates, it's not impossible.
Okay.
That I might still be able to open those dates up.
We were about to vote you off the island.
Thanks, Mike.
So, if you could give me, does anybody, if you guys have your calendars, I don't know if you want to check, you've said the second, except for Monica, the second and the ninth. So, if you want to show a preference for either the first Wednesday or second Wednesday of October, then we will go ahead and lock that in today.
Second is harder for me than the ninth, but.
The ninth. So, you would prefer.
So, the ninth would be better for
you. You would prefer the ninth. Okay.
Me too.
Okay.
Also.
Ninth is fine with me.
Dr. Wolf?
Yeah.
Johnson? Okay. All right. So we've got that set. October 9th will be our offsite, which will actually be on-site, and it will be a publicly noticed meeting.
And is that 8:30, 9 o'clock? Do we know?
It's up to you guys. It's an informal. We're just going to be talking about, priorities and that kind of thing. It's not a – so it's up whether you want to come down the night before or come up the morning of or
– What time?
It depends. You can set the time, whatever you want to do.
Time and location would be the...
The location is going to be at the San Luis offices in San Luis Obispo.
I thought we just decided to do it at Wolf Vineyards.
Well, we might get quite a few public people coming in. That would be the problem. I'm concerned about how much business we'll get again if we're out at Mr. Wolf's Vineyards.
I was going to get his barbecue fired up while you guys do what you wanted to. I was going to get the food ready.
Well, we could have lunch there.
Yeah, we could do that. Okay.
So time is start
nine,
time, end
9
time.
9 o'clock?
Fine.
9 o'clock?
And then end by 4? What were you thinking?
Oh, before that.
Michael, do you have
done by 1:30 or 2.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So historically, because then we've done these in June, and then we've gone to the staff barbecue.
Oh.
Which, you know, starts up at about 3.
Oh.
So we've been done well in advance of that, and some board members have gone to the big barbecue.
Okay.
So.
Do our awards. So don't plan anything after 10 o'clock. Start at 9.
Okay, 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock to what time, Mr. Chair? 2?
Well,
1? Leave it open?
Yeah.
We won't put it in. It
also depends on, are we just going over priorities?
Right now, that's the only thing on the agenda is a discussion about priorities. And
I think we could also talk not only about priorities, but I think I'd like to talk, or I think you should talk about, you know, more regional approaches to some of these problems,
okay,
as opposed to just specific programmatic issues. Is how do you tie those together in a more regional approach to solutions?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So May October 9th.
October 9th at 9 o'clock.
At
the Water Board offices.
Yep.
Okay.